So what are we going to go over? We're going to talk about what were the expectations going into 2018 and a little bit of the outcomes, pricing basically. We had some fundamental generation capacity changes this year, and highlight some of those differences. Talk about higher generator availability, which is one of the themes for this year, and then maybe a little picture of expectations for 2019. So this will be my view as the market monitor for the ERCOT market. I think this dovetails tremendously with the next panel that Diane and my other compadres will be talking about in terms of reserve margins and reserve capacity in ERCOT. Diane and I were just having a very interesting and heated conversation, so maybe that will continue as well. So capacity margins, the amount of extra generating capacity in excess of your expected peak load. This chart shows you for the last, back to 2013, so 6 years worth of data, heading into that year's summer, what was the expected reserve margin for that summer? And you might see a sort of a highlighted gray line there called a target reserve margin. You know, one of the unique aspects of the ERCOT market is we have no requirement for a certain amount of installed capacity. That is different, fundamentally different from other markets in the U.S. And with that comes uncertainty, and that, I think, is a theme that we're dealing with. So from this, you can see heading into the summer of 2018, we were expecting to have the lowest amount of extra capacity installed reserves that we've had in the last forever.